Tracing My Father's Lost Uncle by Michael Rosen. At mealtimes, our father would say to us, "You know, I had two French uncles. They lived in France. They were there before the war, but they weren't there at the end." We sat there, not knowing what to think. "What happened to them?" we'd say. "I don't know," he'd say. "They probably died in the camps," he'd say. "Camps? What camps?" We didn't know about camps where people went and never came back. It was mysterious and awful. It made us sad and afraid. My brother said it gave him nightmares. I thought of the Tower of London, dark grey, the prison, the torture chamber in there. I didn't know what they were really like. As years went by, I found out about these camps. I started to research to find out what happened to my father's uncles. I went to libraries. I looked online. I wrote emails. I went to America to talk to relatives there. More libraries. More searching online. More emails. Bit by bit, I started to find things about my father's two uncles, Martin and Yeshi. It's like I was tracking them down. I found out that Martin and Yeshi lived in eastern France, but when the war broke out, they, like millions of others, took to the roads. They fled to the villages and towns of western France. They called it the Exodus. Let me tell you about what happened to Martin. I found a trace of him first in a little seaside place with a group of others from the east. Because they were Jewish, they had to wear a yellow star. One document said that Martin refused to use his clothing ration to make the yellow star. Then he moved to a village inland. I wondered, did he run away? Was he in trouble because he protested about the yellow star? He was with his brother-in-law, who was not Jewish, and they were staying with a landlady. I wondered, were they hiding? It was 1943. Everyone knew that Jews were being rounded up and deported. No one knew where they were being deported to, but they knew that no one was coming back. They called the place Pichipoy. One day, the German commandant in the nearest city issued a command. All Jews present in the region must be arrested in the first hours of January the 31st, 1944, and they must be transferred as soon as possible to the closed camp of Drancy. The command went to the prefect. The prefect gave the command to the sub-prefect. The sub-prefect gave the command to the French police, the gendarmes. On that one day, January the 31st, 1944, at 2:30 in the morning, four gendarmes called at the door of Martin's landlady. Martin opened the door. The gendarmes arrested him, and they took him to the nearby town where other gendarmes gathered together all the Jews of the region. Then the gendarmes wrote up their report. I wonder, did they do this back at the police station? Or in the village cafe, perhaps? They wrote that Martin Rosen was born on the 18th of August, 1890, in Krosniewice, in Poland. They wrote that he was naturalised French. They wrote that he was of the Jewish race. They wrote that he was 1.62 meters tall, with dark brown hair, brown eyes. He had a scar. He had an oval face. He was wearing yellow cotton trousers and a grey cotton jacket. Were these his pyjamas, I wondered? It was the middle of the night. He was wearing a Basque beret. Had he put it on to be polite, I wondered? He was wearing flat shoes on his feet. Were they his bedroom slippers, I wondered? All four gendarmes signed the report. That's what they did on that one day. That was their work. Martin was taken to the Drancy camp, from where he was taken to Paris Bobigny station, where he was put into a cattle truck on a train that went straight from Paris to Auschwitz. This was Convoy 68, carrying 1,500 Jewish men, women and children on one day, February the 10th, 1944. Out of the 1,500, 42 came back. Martin was not one of them. I often look at the gendarme's report. It's careful. It's neat. It has a lot of detail. The details of what happened on that one day, January the 31st, 1944. That's why my father said to us, you know, I had two French uncles. They lived in France. They were there before the war, but they weren't there at the end. But my father didn't live long enough for me to tell him what I'd found out about what happened to Martin. He never knew.